KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy, windy, and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 53, with winds northwest at 20 to 40 miles per hour. There is a wind advisory in effect for a better part of the KJAN listing area until 4 p.m. That goes until noon for the far west and northwest counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two juvenile males who absconded from the Clarinda Academy were taken into custody without incident late Monday night following a traffic stop on Highway 71 south of Villisca. The vehicle they were in was reported stolen out of Clarinda. Authorities say the teens, who had been reported missing at around 12:45 p.m. Monday, were found when the vehicle when they were in was pulled over a little after 11:20 p.m. The driver was charged with theft of a motor vehicle, a Class D felony. Both of the boys were transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. No names were released because of their age. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department was assisted by the Page County Sheriff's Office, Clarinda Police, and the Iowa State Patrol. Two people were injured during a collision Monday morning in southeast Iowa's Henry County, including a man from Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 26-year-old Gregory Martin Ford of Bridgewater was removing debris from the shoulder of Highway 218 and Highway 26, moving his vehicle from shoulder to shoulder when he pulled into the path of a southbound 2019 Freightliner semi driven by 42-year-old Brett Allen Farron of Dubuque. The semi struck the 2010 Chevy Colorado Ford was driving, causing both vehicles to end up in the West Ditch. Ford, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by private vehicle to the Henry County Health Center in Mount Pleasant. 56-year-old Jeffrey Wayne Arbogast of New London, Iowa, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was also transported to the same hospital, but by Henry County ambulance. The accident, which happened around 7:42 a.m., remains under investigation. The former mayor of a central Iowa community has been given 2 years probation after pleading guilty to marijuana charges. Guthrie County court records say former Jamaica mayor, LaDonna Kennedy, was sentenced and given a deferred judgment last Friday. Under deferred judgment, her conviction can be removed from her record if she were to successfully complete the terms of her probation. Kennedy and her husband, 59-year-old Randy Kennedy, were arrested January 16th on various drug charges after Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies searching for a suspect in a separate crime knocked on their door. The suspect wasn't found, but deputies called for a search warrant after smelling an overwhelming odor of raw marijuana coming from the home. Investigators say 18 marijuana plants, several bags of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia were found. Kennedy resigned from her post after her arrest. Court records say her husband, Randy Kennedy, pleaded guilty as well and was given 10 years in prison, suspended, and 2 years probation. The city of Crescent said yesterday that all Crescent residents within the city limits and all residents 1/2 mile south of the Crescent city limits were under a bottled water advisory until further notice due to a water main break. Testing will be completed within 72 hours to determine whether the water will be safe to consume or not. The city of Crescent will then release another statement on whether the bottled water advisory will be continued at that point. Atlantic Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen Monday introduced to the Parks and Rec Board Kyle Welter as the new parks foreman.
He's started, what's it been?
About a month now.
About a month. He's been doing a phenomenal job for us. He's a freaking sponge out there trying to make sure he's trying to get on the fly everything that we need to try and get done. Constantly talking with the mowers that we have and trying to see ways that we can continue to do things efficiently. But then also coming up with fantastic ideas on how we can make sure our department is running more efficiently than what we have, because we can always do things better. So extremely excited about having him on our staff and what he can definitely bring to the table.
Welter has 8 years experience in construction, a sales background by means of having an eBay business, and he formerly worked for a cell phone company. The board last night also said goodbye to board member Charlene Bean, who is not running for re-election on November 5th. Board President Stuart Dusenberry said Bean served on the board for the past 6 years.
Thank you very, very much for your
Thank
time
you.
And your dedication. So
Bean, reflecting on her time serving on the board, said it was the best thing I ever did for myself, and if I contributed at all, it's just a bonus.
Yeah. This has been a wonderful experience, and I'm so grateful. When I moved to Atlantic, I don't know how many times I said, I'll never live to see a dog park. And I did.
Yeah.
No, it's been a privilege to be involved in so many fabulous things we've gotten done in the last 6 years. It's amazing.
Board member Aaron McFadden is running for re-election. Former Atlantic City Councilwoman Ashley Hayes is running opposed for the other open board seat. In our funeral announcements, Sharon Sorrells, age 74 of Walnut, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Sharon Sorrells will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Josephine Corrigan, age 89, of Earlham and formerly of the Guthrie County area, died Saturday at the Madison County Hospital in Winterset. Funeral services for Josephine Corrigan will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. John Mulgard, age 81, of Atlantic, died October 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for John Mulgard will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marjorie Schenck Turner, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Marjorie Turner will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ronald Raymond Ellsworth, age 76, of Corley, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Ronald Ellsworth will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael Mike James Hope, age 63, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial for Mike Hope will be this Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dale Lynn Miller, age 71, of Missouri, died Friday. Funeral services for Dale Miller will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ted Nielsen, age 77, of Avoca, died October 15th. Graveside services for Ted Nielsen will be this Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Richard David Finnell, age 59, of Fort Worth, Texas, died Sunday. Cremation has taken place, and he will be brought home to Cass County. A family remembrance and burial for Richard David Finnell will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Wyrick Cemetery. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.